In the readings today, we have to be able to recognize our own selves. We hear, for instance, at the beginning of the first reading, the people lamenting, crying out to God. Doesn't that sound just like us? We whine and complain about everything. And is there anything we don't complain about? We're amazing. I think if we didn't have anything to complain about, we would complain that we didn't have any reason to complain. We are really pathetic. But you can kind of understand. I mean, you know, these people just have manna day after day after day after day. And they wanted something different. Rather than recognizing the gift that's given, they're recognizing instead what they don't have and what they would want. Not too much unlike us. We also see Moses struggling under the weight of all of this. And Moses turning to the Lord and complaining, "Why do you treat your servant so badly? Why are you displeased with me? What have I done that you would do this to me?" And so you see that depending on where you are in holiness, the trial that's going to be given you is very different. The people probably weren't all that advanced. The trial given was relatively small. Moses was more advanced. The trial given was very large. And yet, we see them both doing the same thing. That's not unusual. Same thing is going to happen to us. What God does is, as he is purifying us, as we've talked about many times, he will allow things to get more difficult. As they get more difficult, that's because you're getting stronger and you can handle more. But when he puts that initial weight on there, we struggle under that weight. It's very difficult for us. And then we adjust. We learn how to handle it. At which point then God makes it a little heavier and we fall again. Sometimes we even say things to ourselves like, I don't understand. I keep doing the same thing. I thought that I was better than this. Well, first of all, that's our pride, thinking that we're better than that. But secondly, it is a matter that we are actually much stronger. But what he's allowing us to carry is much heavier. So Moses wasn't complaining about food. That was not an issue for him. But it was the weight that he was having to bear, carrying all these people. You can look in your own life and you can ask, what is it that God's testing me with? Because there's something, I can guarantee that. There's something in every one of our lives. And probably more than just something. There are probably a variety of things. And you think about the people of Israel, yeah, they're complaining because of the food, but they probably had to put up with the neighbors and probably had their own struggles. You know, I mean, we tend not to think about practical things. They're out in the desert. Where'd they take a bath? Can you imagine the stench out there? Can you imagine how uncomfortable they are? And think about it, if you're sweating all day long, now you're sticky and you're itchy and so on. Yeah, they've got lots of things that are making them uncomfortable. And they're probably complaining about that too. Maybe the food is just like what happens when I was assigned to the nursing home. It was a progressive kind of thing, you know, so we had an assisted living, we had a nursing home and all that. And when the people would have to go from the independent living to the assisted living and finally into the nursing home, they always complained about the food. They didn't complain about the food when they were in the assisted living. They complained about the food in the nursing home. And it was the exact same food. Came out of the exact same kitchen and went to both places. They just didn't like their circumstances. They knew that there wasn't anything they could do about it, so they complained about the food. Maybe that's what the Israelites were doing. They didn't like their neighbors. They didn't like their situation. They're sitting out in the desert. They're struggling. So we'll complain about the food because there's nothing we can do about the rest of it. I don't know. Regardless, all you see is the whining. And then you compare that with our blessed Lord. He goes off to be alone. The crowd follows them. And rather than looking up to heaven and saying, "Father, what are you doing? I need a break. Oh, these people are killing me." It's like, nope. It says he had pity on them. And he preached to them. He taught them. And then he fed them. And so that's what we have to learn, how to just accept the will of God and be at peace with that. That sounds easy. If God sent a message to you saying, "This is my will for you, just accept it," we'd be fine. But he doesn't do that. As I've told you many times, if you're like me, instead of sending a message saying, "Here's my will," he just has somebody cut me off on the freeway. And I don't recognize it immediately as his will because I grumble and complain and whine and, It's like, no, that was God's will for me to grow in humility or for me to grow in patience or for me to grow in charity or whatever it might be, all of the above. But it doesn't usually come with a notice attached. And so we have to be able to recognize that all of the things happening in our lives are ultimately part of God's providence. They're his will for us. And if we can learn to accept, if we can learn to be at peace, if we can learn to cooperate, that's what it is that he's looking for. Sometimes it gets really, really difficult. Look at Moses. "This is the way you treat me, then do me a favor and kill me." Really? That can feel pretty rotten sometimes. So somebody pulling out in front of you in the freeway, that's pretty minor. But having to bear the weight that Moses was having to carry, that's really, really difficult. So God will give each one of us different things depending on what it is that we need. If we can learn to see that all coming from the hand of God, why he's allowing it. Again, it may be, these people are complaining and whining and so on. It's not right. And Moses could legitimately say, these people, all they do is complain. We can look at it and say, look at what this person did. And if we can look at it and say, what's God doing? Yeah, what that person did may have been wrong. What's God trying to do for me? That's the question we have to look at. It's a whole lot easier to look at the other person, point a finger, call them names, do whatever. And what good does it do? None. We wind up in confession once again, saying, "Look at what I did again." And isn't that exactly, if you look at what you did again, isn't that what God's trying to help you with? What am I doing again and again and again and again? That's why God's allowing these things. So rather than getting angry and complaining or whatever, look at ourselves. He wants me to grow in virtue. He wants me to grow in holiness. He's allowing these things so that I can grow. That's not an easy thing. I mean, again, it sounds pretty obvious. It's not what seems to come naturally to us. So it's something for us to work on, a lesson for us to learn. It's right there in black and white. I mean, I always smile when people point at the Israelites out in the desert and all their complaining and whining. It's like, yep, and nothing has changed in 3,500 years. Because we just do the same thing. We're just not out in the desert here. But we still complain and whine. So God was trying to teach them and help them. He's trying to teach us and to help us. So rather than looking at everybody else. Pray for the grace to cooperate. Pray for the grace to accept His will, to be able to use that, to accept it, to embrace it, to use it, so that we can grow in holiness.